Hello and welcome. You're listening to Ear Candy. My name is Mark O'Connor. I've got a nice show lined up for you. I guess George Martin is no longer in the house with us, but maybe we can play a few songs to highlight his impact and influence. He was best known as the producer of the Beatles, so he did a lot of other great work in his life, but I want to play a Beatles track that he was instrumental in. The song I'm talking about is called Because. It was off of Abbey Road. It's mostly a cappella. I say mostly a cappella. That doesn't make any sense. It's a very vocal-heavy track with a lot of harmonies, and George said that the group had to work very hard under his direction to manage the harmonies in that particular song. So let's get the show started with that. Then we're going to play some Canadian bands who were heavily influenced by the Fab Four, all in honor of George Martin. This one here is Because off of Abbey Road here on Ear Candy. That, folks, is Because from the Beatles off of Abbey Road, and a very interesting song written by John Lennon, inspired by Yoko playing Moonlight Sonata and John asking her if she could play the chords backwards and then writing the song around that. So Moonlight Sonata backwards, and George Martin spent a lot of time with them to get those harmonies just right. It required a lot of work, sort of like a barbershop quartet. And he said that the fellows in the Beatles worked extremely hard under his close direction to nail that vocal performance. George also played the very distinctive electric harpsichord in the intro. You would think that maybe would be John Lennon doing that, but it wasn't. It was George Martin, who was a trained keyboardist. And John played his electric guitar to mirror, joined in and mirrored the harpsichord phrase. The electric guitar played through a Leslie speaker to give it a distinct sound. And another interesting fact was that in there you also heard something that could have sounded like maybe a brass arrangement, but was in fact the Moog synthesizer played by George Harrison. George took quite an interest in electronic music. In fact, released a solo record in the midst of his Beatles career called, I think it was called Wonderwall. So maybe not so surprising when you see his interest in that in those sounds. Anyway, beautiful, beautiful. I forgot to welcome at the top of my show listeners in Sydney listening on Caper Radio, and Vaughan Bay listening on Voice of Bombay, and also in Lethbridge on CKXU, possibly including my mother-in-law. So Tsveta, if you're out there, I guess this is a little show that has a bit of a Beatles slant. At least the first half of the show is a little bit of a Beatles slant on it. In fact, a lot of Canadian bands were quite influenced by the Fab Four, many bands all over the world, but I'm going to focus on some Canadian ones because actually they're some of the best ones. So we're going to hear some songs. We're going to hear Sloan, hear The Grapes of Wrath, Paper Lions. Two of them are Maritimer bands right there. And I'll tell you a little bit about each of the songs when we come back, little things that are of interest. Let's get things going, though. This one here is from Sloan's latest record called Commonwealth, a Chris Murphy penned track called So Far, So Good, here on Ear Candy.
Speak to those who have accepted their fate. Their spirits high, though no chariot awaits. People are down on this world, but we only have one. Isn't that better than none? Don't be surprised.
tell you all the same things again. I tell you all the same things again. I tell you all the same things again. You may be right. I'm gonna see you tonight. So don't call back. I probably never see you again.
That's the Grapes of Wrath, if you may be right, off of their record called These Days. Think back in 91, 92, something like that. And you heard a little Paul McCartney type of yelp there by the vocalist, lead vocalist of that particular track, Kevin Kane. At one point, McCartney, of course, using that little yelp that he learned from Little Richard on many classic Beatles songs. You also heard the bass playing of Tom Hooper, who most bass players just play rhythm. And McCartney sort of stood out because he played melody. So on a lot of Beatles tracks, whereas most recording artists record the bass and drums together, they get the rhythm track first and then they start to add other instruments. That's kind of a very common way of recording. But on the Beatles tracks, McCartney often added the bass last because he was going to play melody. And you can hear that kind of melodic bass playing by Tom Hooper, who, in my world, next to Paul McCartney, is the best player that there's ever been. I just love the kind of bass sound he gets and how he plays and the melodic runs that he does. And you can hear it on that tune. For that, we heard So Far So Good from Sloan, another band who loves the Beatles and who wear their influences on their sleeves from time to time. That particular track was off their most recent one called Commonwealth. And I thought that the middle eight of that song, the bridge, if you will, was very Beatlesque, and of course the harmonies, especially at the end. In fact, I've been emphasizing songs with harmonies because we started off with Because off of Abbey Road by the Beatles, and that's a very harmony-rich song. So I thought if we wanted to sort of highlight George Martin's influence and the Beatles' influence, that maybe we should go with those kinds of songs. So what I've got next for you is along the same vein. I'm going to play three more songs from Canadian bands, and they'll be rich in harmonies, and you'll hear the sort of the Beatly things in their songs. So we'll just say a good night to Sir George Martin. All right, so we got a song from PEI's Paper Lions off their debut record called The Sheriff. Here on Ear Candy.
Church bells ring, a cry for help on a warm summer's day. As I drew near, it was an atrocity. A thief with a badge and the day's offering. The sheriff, the sheriff. He's worth $1 million, knows everybody's name. He's taking all your money without an ounce of shame. The sheriff. The friar came out, a bruise on his chin. Shall I call for help? He said, it's a fight you can't win. A son, can't you see? He rules this town. There's a hierarchy. We're on the ground. the poor, arms for the poor, arms for the arms for the poor, arms for the poor, arms for the arms for the war, guns for the war, guns for the arms for the war, guns for the war, guns for the rob you of your name, strip you of your pride, work you to the bone, and never satisfied, hanging on your shoulder, everywhere you go, one hand in your pocket, the other on your throat, accounting all your money, every quid you got, and drop it in his coffers, not a second thought, you're counting down the days, until he's in his grave, but even when he dies, you know he'll never pass away.
Trying to climb the ladder. It's been a long, long, long time. Now I'm so happy I found you. How I love.
There you have it. Long, long, long. That's Tom Hooper doing a cover of the George Harrison penned Beatles song off the White Album. He was on his Cardboard Man record many, many years ago. Beautiful cover of that. Before that, Autobiography from Sloan and the Sheriff, Paper Lions. I meant to tell you, too, in that previous set, The Grapes of Wrath I played You May Be Right off of These Days. That record was recorded in Abbey Road. That was another Beatles connection. And one of the great remarkable things about today's world is that the Beatles and George Martin and people associated with the Beatles have left this wonderful legacy that's easily accessible on YouTube. You can find them talking about particular songs and how ideas they tried and the ideas that got left behind and how records were composed and arranged and all those crazy, wonderful things. And a lot of these videos show them in Abbey Road actually doing the recording. And my God, what a dull, dull looking place. There is no atmosphere there. You know, you wouldn't want to spend any extra time there than you had to. You had to bring your own imagination. In a way, I think it's probably better than a comfortable studio, one that's got a nice view or nice chairs or nice wood paneling, whatever. An environment that makes you comfortable. In Abbey Road, I mean, I can't imagine that any of them want to spend any more time there than necessary. They were only there for one thing and one purpose only. So I imagine that the Grapes of Wrath were somewhat disappointed by their surroundings when they got to record in Abbey Road. Maybe it was just the magic of being where the Beatles had done it that inspired them to probably their best record as well. Yeah, anyway, these last three songs we played, The Sheriff, that's off the Paper Lions debut record, and you can hear how harmony-rich that particular tune is and that group is. Sloan, Autobiography, with all the Beatlesque elements of that song, and of course Tom Hooper actually doing a Beatles song, Tom Hooper being the bass player and co-writer and vocalist of The Grapes of Wrath. Off of his solo output. We're going to take a totally different direction now, folks. That's enough of an homage. I love all that stuff. I hope you loved it too. But it's not all that there is in the world of music. It's a big part, but it's not everything. We're going to go in a rather opposite direction. I'll just put it that way. We're going to play some tunes from the B-52s, local group Papal Visit, and Sleater-Kinney off their most recent record. And you're going to hear something that's somewhat surf rock inspired. It's new wave. It's got that angular new wavy thing. You're going to see that these songs have a very sonic similarity as well. Let's get started with the B-52s. And this one is actually off their debut record. And it's called 52 Girls. And it really is a list of girls, maybe from beach movies, maybe from sung about in 1950s and 60s songs. I'm not really sure, but I love it. It's 52 Girls, the B-52s, here on Ear Candy.
Thank you.
Yeah, that one's called A New Wave, appropriately enough, by Sleater Kinney off of their newest record called No Cities to Love. I'm not sure where they're getting that notion from. They should come to the port city here in St. John, here at CFMH, and they'd have a city they would absolutely love. Maybe they're just not feeling the love for Portland. I say that because one of the members is an actress on Portlandia, right? Carrie Brownstein. For anyone who likes that TV show. Before that, we heard Pop and Chips. That's Adam Mowry and Pierre Cormier, a.k.a. Papal Visit. You want to check that record out. So just put in Papal Visit and you'll find it easy enough. I think it's probably on iTunes, maybe Bandcamp, that sort of thing. And before that, we got started with the B-52s with 52 Girls. And it finally occurred to me, because I had said at the top of the set, I have no idea what that's about. And I'll just make up a reason. Maybe they're saying, hey, can you name the girls in the B-52s? Because there's two of them. Not 52 of them, but 52 girls, the B-52s. You see where I'm going? Kate Pearson and Cindy Wilson. There, I won the prize. I'm the DJ. I hosted the prize giveaway and I won it. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. By the way, the prize was nothing. That's exactly what it was. Yes, Cindy Wilson actually has a solo record coming out. It doesn't sound anything remotely like the B-52s. And that's very surf-inspired. And I like that angular new wave kind of sound. And you can see how, especially Pop and Chips and the Cedar Kinney song, A New Wave, fit together. I could have also played something from St. Vincent. And that would have fit in, especially her last record. And that would have fit in just as well. Maybe next show I'll play something like that. But you do need to check out this Papal Visit record. Really good. And the Cedar Kinney record was named one of the best records of 2015. So whenever you're listening to this show, that's when that record came out, No Cities to Love. All right, let's get this show on the road. Let's keep it going. I'm going to play a Red Hot Chili Peppers song off of Stadium Arcadium, a track that's not very well known. And at first, I didn't really like it. I'm not sure I gave it much of a chance. I thought it was off the 28 songs in that double record. I thought it was one of the poorer ones. And it's not. It's actually one of the most galvanizing ones. You just have to stick with it because it changes up. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to play Animal Bar, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Here we go. This is Ear Candy. This track is for you.
Never 21 when everyone's a sailor, coming up strong at the Animal Bar. Ever loving mug of Mr. Norman Mailer, turn another page at the Animal Bar and it won't be long. No, it won't be long. No, it won't be long, because it can't be long. I the cry of isolation. Because it can't be long. Rain on me,
sunny days. I'll catch a fox just to walk me home. Let me know I'm really not alone. I could always stay for more. I could always stay for more. Stay for more. I would always stay for more. Got this starling above my head.
That is two versions of Tomorrow from Eleanor Friedberger off of her new record called New View. recorded upstate New York in a barn, but getting that 70s production sound that she favors so much. I think it's her best record, her best solo record. It's her third one. And if you like that track, you'll probably enjoy the entire record. It's sonically quite consistent. Before that, we heard From Stadium Arcadium, which has to be the silliest album title of all time, but it's the album title for the Red Hot Chili Peppers double record of quite a few years ago now. And that track was called Animal Bar. And I absolutely adore it. I adore a lot of tracks from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They do a lot of different things. They do this funk thing, especially early in their career, but they still do it. And they do the pop thing, and they do the rock thing, and they're very original. Every song has sonic embellishments and grips with creativity, so I really like them. And you probably like them too. Listen, if you're wondering what songs I did play on the show or a previous show, what you do is you go to the Google and insert into the Google Ear Candy CFMH, that's the home station here in St. John that I broadcast from, or Mark O'Connor, that will get you there as well, or maybe just even Ear Candy alone, and you'll find the radio station, and I always post the playlist on the Facebook page. Easy peasy. All right, let's close the show out, or at least the official show here. There might be a bonus track when I rebroadcast it, but we'll close the show out with more Red Hot Chili Peppers. This one here is a track from Californication called Road Trippin'.
Road trippin' with my two favorite allies. Fully loaded, we got snacks and supplies. It's time to leave this town, it's time to steal away. Let's go get lost anywhere in the USA. Let's go get lost, let's go get lost. Blue, you sit so pretty west of the one. Sparkle like with yellow icing, just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. Shining more forever in the sun. Now let us check our heads and let us check the surf. Staying high and tries more trouble than it's worth in the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun.